Well, hi everyone. This is Gail Hoag. I'm here with my husband Gregory.
Yes.
And this is the first of our three-part series, Expand Your Pet Connection. We want to welcome everyone and thank you for joining us. We're going to really get into what are some of the benefits, what are we learning about. We'll also answer any questions if there are questions. And we'll do a short meditation with the Heart Companion and the Pet Connect together in the second part of our program. So we've got lots of really fun things to share with you and some special guests. And we'll have Lori Spagna on the line with us, as well as Amy, who both of them have had some fabulous experiences with the Pet Connect. So welcome, everyone, and I'm going to hand you over right now to Gregory.
Good. One of the things I wanted to start sharing with everyone about tonight was what are some of the things that our pets have to teach us? And so one of the aspects that we're working with now is it's really good that we all have heart companions to go with our pets, Pet Connect, because the heart companion really helps us open up and start to operate on higher dimensional levels. That is, levels that start to go beyond the physical third dimension that we exist in. And in that dimension, our personalities have developed an ego. Now, animals are not burdened by the same type of thing as what we experience as human beings as ego. And one of the ways we know this is in the way they're there to teach us how to operate without an ego. For example, the other day we were on a program with someone and they were talking about pets, and one of the things that came up that was very sad for one of the people that was on the program that day was that morning they had lost a horse that was a very, very dear family member for a long time. And so there was a lot of pain of loss, and we all go through that. However, something to note is that I was talking about the number of times that many of us recognize that pets will be in our life and then will recognize that same energy, that same pet coming into our lives, into our life, again and again and again. And so when I mentioned that, the owner said, ah, that's true. The horse, Simba, had been with them a number of times. And so we have a couple things to learn from that. One is, you know, this whole thing about reincarnation. Sometimes we seem to doubt it for ourselves, but it seems very ordinary and practical that our cats, our dogs, our animals that we're familiar with, we know we've been with them before in this lifetime. And so by virtue of them having shorter lifespans, they can really show us a lot about what it is to accept death and pass over and then return. And as a matter of fact, animals do that so incredibly well in service. For example, we have some friends that have a large ranch further north of us here, and they have cattle that they butcher. And whenever it's time to butcher one of the cattle, what they do is they take a big a trailer out into the field where the cattle are, and they ask, will one of you please volunteer? And always at the end of the day, they come back, and there's one cow standing in, you know, that trailer waiting to be taken away. And the only way they could deal with death that easily and deal with it in a way where they're being of service, where they're totally giving of their life to support those that have treated them well during their life, it's a function of no ego. I mean, ego is what fears death, what fears the unknown. And so this is one thing where we're starting to get more and more feedback. There is this continual reincarnation, this continual play, and animals show up in our lives again and again because they have something that they're really bonded to us in particular for their existence in their growth, and they depend upon us for their evolution as much as we can now with the Pet Connect and the Heart Companion start learning from them in how we progress in our evolution.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things in that stream of consciousness that we can address. And, you know, one of them is that pets, animals, period, are very, very present. You know, they really are fully aware of their environment and connect in with, you know, their senses, their intuitive senses, their smell, their sense of hearing, the sense of touch. They are relying on those so much more than what we do, which is we let the brain kind of lead the way. And that's really why, in many ways, the Pet Connect really connects best with the Heart Companion, because the Heart Companion is supporting us in leading our life through the heart. And that relationship with the pet is helping us expand that more and more and more. And our pets teach us that. You know, they bring us back into the present moment when we're stressed or when we're, you know, feeling, you know, kind of like a lot of things are going on or we're just not totally present. Our animals bring us right back. They model that for us. They call us back into presence. And, you know, I think that when you were just talking about death, when we live fully, we can die easily because that's part of the life cycle. And animals are, you know, they're emulating that. They're, you know, they're an expression of that for us. They can teach us the beauty of the whole cycle of life. And the key really is being present in the moment, present in the capability of what we're here for, what our lives are really about. So, you know, another thing that I think around that same train of thought that's very interesting is that, you know, as a parent, one of the things that we sometimes do is we get pets for our children because it helps them in so many ways to experience more of what life is about. It helps them be able to touch an animal, be touched, have fun, you know, really connect in ways that they may not be capable of doing yet. So they're really wonderful in that manner. And with children, they experience when a pet that they love passes on, they can experience that transition and they can get, you know, familiar with that cycle of life and death, which is really what all of this physical existence is really about. So, you know, the more that we connect in with our pets, the more we can learn how to be fully present. And, of course, we can learn in a lot of different ways. However, I think our pets have a very wonderful gift for us in that particular way.
And again, you know, the reason it's so difficult for us as human beings to be present is the ego. Because it's the ego that's wounded by another, and so we think about them, and we think about where we've been hurt, and we think about the past emotions that didn't feel good. And emotions are totally ego-based, all the negative emotions. The positive emotions, what we call love and joy and happiness, those aren't really aspects of the ego. Those are aspects of your higher self. So when you're there with your pet and you're feeling that joy, and animals love to play. I've watched animals in the wild and been so amazed at all the different games that bear like to play, that deer like to play. I've, you know, watched them do amazing things in the woods, playing with snow. This one bear, he would go up and stand on two hind legs and hit the tree, and then the snow would fall on him, and he would laugh and, well, laugh. He would roll around in it, bite at it. Then he would go to another tree and hit it. And I watched this woods, and I would see a tree shake and then another tree. And this is play at such a basic level. And so for us to be present with our pet in the play, and you wonder about as we get older, we kind of get it cultured out of us. And we sometimes watch that happen with animals. And yet, you know, there are stories I've heard from people about the Pet Connect bringing them back into their pets, into a space where they have more vitality and, you know, more playfulness. And so, you know, it just reminds me of that quotation from the Bible that you really must be as a small child to enter heaven. And it's all about that heart of wonder, that heart of openness, the lack of ego that allows for unconditional love to really exist, for the play that only children can do, but we can do as big people, as a little child, when our hearts open like a little child, and our pet can teach us that.
And so some of you might have a kind of a question about, why does this work? You know, what is it about this technology that really is effective for people and animals? And I'm going to speak to it from the perspective of animals first, and we certainly have a lot of experience with how this technology works with people. Many years ago, Greg was talking about there was a bear out back behind our house. Well, we also had all kinds of different sacred geometric large forms that were behind our house. This goes back, you know, 25 years ago. And there was this one pyramid. We called it the Aquarian Pyramid. And one day we looked back, and there was a deer that was sitting in the middle of that pyramid. And we just thought that was so cool. That was really a neat thing. And we wanted to understand why. You know, why did the deer want to do that? And what we've learned is that animals really thrive on energetic centers. They connect in with it. You know, they are operating from a different frequency. They are extremely sensitive in their bodies, but energetically. And so, you know, in our everyday life, in so many of the places that we live, we're being jammed. Our frequencies are being jammed with so many different things that are going on all the time. Our homes oftentimes are constructed in manners so that the energetics don't support us. And so our tools are designed to support that well-being, that energetic well-being. And that is true with the animals. They thrive on it. We noticed when we started bringing home some of these newer tools that we're working with, and our dog started acting differently. She started kind of coming into her own. Her energy shifted. She was, communicating with us at a much higher level through her voice. You know, she was really wanting to get our attention. And that really spoke to us about the importance of providing an energetic connection for the animals that can really be there for their well-being, for their evolution, and for their physical well-being, because, you know, they take on a lot that's going on in this dimension, and it's not natural, a lot of what's out there. And so when we are using these frequencies, these energetic tools, the pet is really being supported. And as a result, we're hearing great stories about animals that were kind of lethargic that are showing a lot more energy, animals that have certain physical distress are moving out of that, emotional distress moving out of that. So that is one thing that's really important to understand why this is so important. It's a gift to the animal, and it's a gift to you. And then there's this relationship that develops between you and your dear pet, with you having the heart companion, and that expanding energetically your heart-centered presence. It's designed to connect specifically with the pet connect. And so your pet, the animal, is actually getting this constant interaction of that relationship at a frequency band that you can work, that they can work with, and that you can interact with as well. So it really starts to serve a higher connection between, really between all.
Isn't Lori on with us? Lori, are you there with us right now?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good.
I would love to share something about your dog and your nothing private, but anyway, let me be quiet before I... You didn't even introduce me or anything, so...
Well, actually, I think this is the perfect time. And, well, let me introduce you. And Lori Spania is one of our new friends that we got to meet through the Pet Connect. And she is an animal communicator and intuitive, a very, very gifted woman who's been working with animals and people for quite a while. And we are just delighted that you're working with us and that you're here tonight to share some of your experiences, your wisdom, and stories.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me, and hello to everybody listening. I'm grateful to be here and thrilled to be able to contribute to, you know, just to help people to understand about Pet Connect and share my experience and what I've learned from working with the Pet Connect products so far. And mostly just because, really, I mean, I love you, Gail and Gregory, and I love Buttercup, but also it is so aligned with my personal mission on this planet, which is to assist in expanding the consciousness of animals and their role as our equals, our peers, our friends, and really our teachers and healers as we are awakening and transforming ourselves. So that's part of my divine mission. So I just love Pet Connect, and this is a great tool in towards this whole mission that I have as well. So anyway, but what I wanted to share so much, you know, was as you were speaking, Gail, I was listening about, you know, you saying, you know, Buttercup, when you started using Pet Connect with her, how you noticed her consciousness expanding. And, you know, it occurred to me to share something as an animal communicator that I thought would be really interesting. I don't even think I shared this entirely with you. So I did a reading with Buttercup for Gail and for Gregory, And this is just part of our kind of getting to know each other. And, that's not sharing anything personal or private here. I'm just only saying that I had an experience directly with Buttercup that was unlike any experience I've ever had with another animal as an animal communicator. And this is the first time you guys are going to hear this in a way. Because what happened was the night before we were doing the reading, I had been, you know, as always, I'm very busy, and I had been doing a lot of traveling. Like literally for 3 months straight, I was traveling all around the country, and less than a week before I did the reading with Gregory and Gail, I remember saying, wow, I've been so frazzled in my own way, you know, busy and coming back, you know, grounded in my home that I just moved into. And I really want the reading to be really wonderful for them. And I don't want my kind of frazzledness to interfere with that. So as I always do before I do a reading, I connected with Buttercup just offline before we ever did a session. I made my initial introduction with her to let her know we were going to be doing a reading, and I was looking forward to it. And if there was anything she wanted to share with me, you know, before the reading, I was open to connecting with her and looking forward to our time together with Gregory and Gail live. That's it. I do that with every animal before I do a session. Well, this was the interesting thing that was so unique to Buttercup. She literally came to me in my dreams. Now, I've had many animals come to me in my dreams, but it was never this dog, which literally did do an interdimensional leap. It was not like the dream state where we have a dream and we dream about an animal and we have a sense it's real. No, this was an interconnection. This was an interdimensional meeting that she and I shared, because she was literally coming to me and saying, okay, I know you want this to be a great reading. I know you've reached out for me. So I'm going to give you everything you need to give them even before the reading ever happened. And it was totally an interdimensional connection. And I swear I was just jogged by what you were saying there. And I know I told you about that in our reading, that your animal companion came through. Anyway, let me stop talking because I don't want to keep going on forever. But I just wanted to share that because I think that was a direct connection of the Pet Connect, that your animal was able to do that and sort of leap dimensions of reality and meet me in a different dimensional space, because that Pet Connect expanded her abilities as well. That's what I'm really saying with the long story. Does that make sense? Is that helpful?
It does, and wow. I mean, it's so exciting to really see where we're all going, because the pets are mirroring us, helping us, and what you're sharing is something that portends so much potential for all of us to interact with reality from that higher space. And I remember you talking to us about Buttercup really being adamant that she was here to hold the light, that she mm-hmm. was to support us in that way. And, you know, there are so many times where you see like a parent-child relationship where the mother holds the space for the child to be all that they can be. And what I'm really hearing and feeling with this is we have our pets, almost people sometimes think of them like children, and their mommy and that's their child. But I think they're moving more into, as you said, peers and players in our game where they can help hold space for us. And if we just move into that center core of our being, we can see how much our animals are there to support us in our space, to support us in making the right decisions, to support us in being strong, in moving into the world without fear. And that's what we were talking about earlier on, Lori, before you came on, where pets do some of these things, even introducing us to death in a way where they do it without ego and can teach us how to move forward without fear, because that's what fear it's all locked into is ego, and animals can really interact without fear in so many cases and teach us.
Yeah. You know, something else, Laurie, that this brings to my mind, too, when you talked about the interdimensional experience that you had with Buttercup, and that is that we're in such a very special time that I believe we've all enrolled for this time. We're here because we really are anchoring energy to make a difference in the evolution of this planet, this galaxy, this, you know, consciousness, this humanity, and really all consciousness of all the sentient beings, all the realms. And the animals support us and will help us in that transition, because in many ways an unfamiliar transition. I think the animals are totally in it. They're familiar with it. They're comfortable with it. And they are here to help us move into higher dimensional grasp of reality. So along with being here in our third dimensional life, we can always use a buddy to help support us in the ascending to other dimensions, and then integrating that back in to this realm, to this physical realm. So it becomes kind of a streamless flow of energy. And I really feel that the animals are here to support us, to take us through that in a way that will be you know, more conscious, more available to us.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you, Laurie?
Yes, so much. And I just want to dovetail on to what you're saying, because I so agree with you about death. One thing that animals absolutely have taught me, and I know, you know, so many of us are realizing this and many already really know it, but death is just the shifting out of one dimension and into another. So there is no death. It's just we're in a third dimension world of physicality, and a death is simply just, you know, it's shifting into another dimension. But the point that I really wanted to make was that with the Pet Connect, what I'm finding in my experience of wearing one myself, you know, the Heart Connect, and my dog Kiko, who loves hers, is, you know, and obviously also in this example with Buttercup, is that it's because of the sacred geometry that's encoded in there, the beautiful pattern, you know, that we see on there, that is a form of sacred geometry, that actually allows us to move through these dimensions with expanded consciousness, with so much more ease and grace. It's so easy to understand the shifting of dimensions and to sort of align with that energetically. So that when, with this Pet Connect on, it's not like something foreign to us anymore. Like, what is this they're talking about? Dimensions, and is this just great? Is this just reserved for some and not for others? And is it real? Is it really something I can do? Or how does a pet come into another dimension? It sounds so foreign, but when you start actually even wearing the Pet Connect, your consciousness expands to really getting it. This is not even something foreign to you. It makes total sense. The geometry patterns that are embedded into the sacred, the Pet Connect and the Heart Connect, you're aligning with that as your reality. That vibration starts to up-level and upshift your own physical form. And the constantly changing morphogenetic field of our unique individual bodies and beings, that it just becomes natural. It's innate. It's innate within us. So that, and I'll stop here, but that sacred geometry in the Pet Connect is allowing us to vibrate in harmony with us, with it, and we're expanding our consciousness as are our animal companions. It's doing it for us naturally. And it's almost like the solution. I said this jokingly to you guys at one point, to the take a pill mentality, because you kind of wear this pendant and you're shifting, you're evolving. It's happening for you really dramatically without you having to do anything.
It is, because it's really, it's vibrating at such a high frequency that and that frequency is so innate and natural to the core of our being that if we're given the opportunity to have it in our environment, we naturally are going to go to that higher frequency. We're going to go to the higher thoughts. We're going to go to the higher actions. We're going to go to the higher understanding. So it's a remarkable gift that these tools are offering us.
And yeah.
I know we also have on the call right now Amy, who has had some wonderful experiences with her cats that we wanted to draw her in. And Amy, can you share some of your thoughts, some of the experiences you've had with your cats, and kind of even share what that's meant to you or what you've learned from that or noticed?
Gosh, I've noticed so much. It's almost like it's like a reset for them. They're about 10 years old, and in the last few years, they've been having health problems, and one has been really lethargic. And since they've had the Pet Connect, the one that was lethargic has totally shifted. It's like, I mean, he's a different cat, and not so much a different cat. It's more that he's come back to the cat that he was. And I mean, and the other thing about being connected with and drawn to higher energies, the one cat that was aloof, he's really into all the different frequency meditations and different things that he usually wasn't drawn to when I'm doing those things. He hadn't usually been drawn to those, but he's more drawn to the geometries and all the different healing things that I've been doing. And they're both just a lot calmer. They just seem a lot calmer. I can feel the resonance in the house, and they act differently when strangers come around, where they usually take a while to warm up and they hide and wait to figure out who it is. The last few times people have been over, they just sit and they're just fine with it. So it's just, it's amazing how much they've shifted with it. I mean, even in Jade, the other one, the aloof one, he's been having little things with birds on the balcony where he usually makes his cat noises and goes to chase them. They're like staring at each other, and it's happened, a few times to where it's very interesting to me. It's like he just feels more in tune with the whole environment, with the other animals too.
You know, that's so interesting because there's that predator nature there. And, I think we're all working on evolving beyond, some of those old basic, I don't know what you're going to call it, but, tendencies within all of us. We're all working on going beyond some of those things and evolving them more. So, would you say that you're seeing that with your cats, that they're kind of moving into a...
Yeah.
It's almost...
Yeah, because instinctually he would usually chase it. And I mean, I'd seen him do it, so it was a definite shift.
I'm kind of excited by the shifts in animals, just from the concept of the lion lying down with the lamb. Not to say that we're here to transform animals from their old habitual patterns, but obviously there's a consciousness in every single being on this planet, and I believe beyond the organic things that we call animals and human beings, but even into plants and rocks and the planet itself and so forth. But nevertheless, to have that consciousness raised in a human being, in an animal, and watch their behavior shift, that's exciting because it's happening so rapidly right now for people that are open to it. And with these tools, I'm especially excited that it's working, because we put so much into these tools. I mean, we work, this Pet Connect has been in the works for a very long time, and what goes inside that and the Heart Companion, there are so many antenna systems, so many internal things that we shift and tweak, and even it's so important in the sequence in which things are put inside, the kinds of glues that are used, the kinds of papers or buffers we use in there to separate things from touching each other, and then to put it into the chamber on our land. And we're led through so much on our land, and the chamber has so many components that, again, imparts energies into these tools that allow people to connect to their higher selves, that higher frequency. And that's what we're watching change things. And you can't say that an animal is going through a placebo effect. It's, you put it on, and, you know, some of the things we heard from you, Lori, and the other day from another animal communicator, Janet, about, you know, a very sick dog, a dog with cancer that was able to sleep through the night for the first time with a Pet Connect. I mean, there's some remarkable things that are shifting in the health and the stress and the difficulties going on inside animals and human beings. And so what are some of your thoughts about that and your experiences?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you, Lori. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I didn't know. You know, the thing is that as we're expanding our consciousness, you see, we are going through a shift of consciousness and evolution on planet Earth. And, you know, the timing and the how of all of it is up for debate. But the thing that is definitely happening is that is not debate, it really is true without question. It's not just happening just to humans. It's happening to animals, too. It's happening to all of planet Earth and all of actually our galaxy. So what that means is that the animals are expanding in their consciousness as well. And so when they're tuned into something like, you know, feeling, you know, the Pet Connect on them, it's assisting them in many of the same ways that we're feeling it ourselves. And I was thinking that as you were speaking about this, I wanted to mention too, because I didn't mention this before, of how personally I have felt with Kiko's my dog, who's wearing the Pet Connect, and just some of the things that I've noticed in her that I think other people will notice. Like, I know that animals are feeling it just because when I communicate with my own dog, initially one of the first things was just that she just liked it. You know, and that's nice anyway, just it made her a little happier. Like, she was, in the words that I got from her, as it translated for me, was, oh, mommy, I really like this. It's pretty. I'm pretty. It makes me feel good. I like it. But it got even more than that because I traveled with Kiko, and when we were traveling, we go through airports and we go through, you know, TSA. And in the past, when we would travel, there was always this kind of like, okay, Kiko, we're going to go through this experience. I know you don't enjoy it. I don't totally enjoy it either, but we're going to be okay. You're going to have that vest on. You're going to breathe and relax. We're going to do some shielding, you know, some energetic work. And, you know, there's a whole kind of drama around it, whereas this time it was like, you know what, mommy, I got this. It's okay. All is well. We'll be fine. It was like almost like she was reassuring me that it was okay, that we were going to be fine. And really the whole airport experience, from the moment that we, you know, have that Pet Connect on, we had it on already, but just from the moment we walked into the airport, it was a dramatically different experience. And just so much more relaxing and so much more easy and graceful for us, both of us, at her lead, really, more than mine. Because I would have gone through the same, you know, preparation I always did, but this time it was like, no, we're okay. All is well. So I'm just saying that's a really good example that other people can use, because all of our pets, not only are they expanding in their consciousness, they're also expanding in their willingness to receive the benefits that we're able to receive through this transformation. And that includes more relaxation, more ease, more grace, you know, more peace, more serenity, more calmness, whether we're going through an airport, whether we're going to the dog park, whether we're going to the vet, whether we're going to the groomer, whether we're sitting in our own home relaxing and enjoying a movie or just reading a book, you know, cuddled up with our animal companion, they're receiving the benefits of the energetic attunements and the shifts that we're all going through. They're feeding off and experiencing our energy. And the Pet Connect is just, again, I'm just stating again, it's a great example that of something that can really help us with that, help them and help us through this. So anyway, I think I might have gone a little off tangent there, but I hope that's helpful.
Absolutely.
To the people.
You know, something I know Amy was sharing with me earlier when we were talking was how much, like especially one of her cats that was not as physical as the other cat is now coming up and literally pushing herself against Amy's heart companion as she's wearing it on her chest, rubbing against it. And I think it's important to note that there are certain things within the Pet Connect that are dependent on the heart companion to be fully operative. So the pet is really drawn to be closer to their guardian than ever before because it feels so good to the pet. And I think the benefit is the human being gets that love and appreciates it, and it just builds. It feeds back and forth. And speaking about the heart and love, I know that Gail has a meditation that she would like to share with everyone right now. And this is something we're going to also record and put out later so people can listen to it and just download it and work with their pet and their Pet Connect and work with their heart companion at the same time. So
great.
Thank you, Gail.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So, you know, I think we're also talking about a field effect. And that is that, you know, when you move into a room with a lot of joyful people, you start feeling that joy. It becomes easier to be a part of that expression. On the other hand, if you move into a space where people are stressed, I mean, go into an office where there's people who are really stressed, then it's a lot more challenging to hold your center. And what we're working with these tools and with our pets that I feel is such a gift is being able to hold a frequency that moves out to the world, that is very, very catalytic and expanding a field of peace, a field of awareness, a field of joy, a field of gratitude and appreciation for what life is truly about. So, working with the heart companion and with our pets, with their Pet Connect, we have an opportunity to really, you know, solidify that field, make it into something that's going to go out tangibly so that we are impacting this planet and, as Lori was saying, this galaxy. So if everyone would just take a few really lovely cleansing deep breaths. Just let go of whatever's been going on that might have been challenging or distracting or whatever. Just take another deep breath. And as you bring that breath into your body, feel that connection to this beautiful dynamic of life. What life is truly meant to be. And now take another deep breath. And as you do that, put your hand on your heart companion. Breathe in really, really, really deeply. And feel yourself connecting with that flow of higher awareness, of loving energy, of the ability to take that step back and be who you really are meant to be. Ah, breathe it in with your hand at your heart, above the heart companion, and let yourself release the air from your mouth, just like a nice big sigh. Let go of anything that is counter to that, anything that, you know, is still stuck in some of the cells of your body. Breathe in. Allow your heart to expand and know itself as the center of your blessed being. And now, if you happen to have your pet near you, and you can actually reach and touch them or touch their pet, connect, go ahead and do that now. And if you're not in a place where you can touch your pet or the pet connect, that's perfectly fine. Project the energy from your heart chakra, from your heart companion, project that to them. Take a breath and feel in the out-breath that you're sending them these beautiful, beautiful waves of gratitude, peace, and love. And feel that there is a building that's happening now between you and your heart companion and your pet and the pet connect. There is this beautiful cycle of energy that is growing and expanding and building a field of greater awareness, greater trust, greater peace, and well-being for both of you. In fact, well-being for all life. Feel that it's emanating outside of you, and your pet and you are producing this beautiful field. You're just expanding this field of pleasure and presence of deep gratitude and appreciation. Ah, take another deep breath, and as you breathe, feel that relationship expanding between you and your pet. Feel the peacefulness of it. Feel the joy of having this opportunity to just be yourself in the most simple and basic and beautiful ways. It's just working. Feel this energy now moving all through your body, all through your pet's body. And this energy is supporting any healing, any reconnection that is good for it to take place now. Feel that energy circulating. Bring it into wherever you may feel you need some extra support, even to that place within you. Your pet knows exactly what to do and is already doing it. And now allow yourself to just experience a moment of listening. Just in silence, listen. Listen to the expression of what is happening between you and your pet. And just be there and enjoy. Breathe with that awareness. Get in. Connections continue to expand. I'll take another deep breath and let that energy that you've been working with, that your pet's been working with, let's ground it now into Mother Earth. Let's bring that beautiful love vibration and move it down through our lower chakras, the base, down through our legs, down through our feet, and just envision that that energy of love and gratitude is now entering our sweet and dear Mother Earth, who can greatly benefit from more appreciation and more love and peace. Feel that energy going to the very core of Mother Earth, bringing healing and more light. And now see that light emanating from the planet. That light is going outward, touching the heart, touching the souls of all sentient beings. Now bring your awareness back to your hands at your heart center. Take another deep breath and let it go. Let the air out of your mouth. Feel the energy up in the crown chakra expanding, just feeling so awake and present, noticing that your pet is vibrating with greater light. Ready. Come back into this present moment with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, it is so wonderful to be in nature and feel the presence of spirit there, and to be in the natural presence of our pets and feel the presence of spirit coming through our pets. They can hold that space of nature. You know, it's the ego that blocks that energy flow. And sometimes it's all the stressors in our present day life too. I mean, the stresses of all the work and the challenges, the toxins in the environment stress us and disconnect us. So do the EMFs, the electromagnetic frequencies. And the pets have also been caught up in a lot of this. So to have the Pet Connect and the Heart Companion, these are both tools that clear a pathway through the stressors of the third dimension and really allow those higher frequencies to come into our life, and so that we can go through the changes, the growth that we're really meant to go through. Something I want to share, that I've been experiencing this thought and this feeling inside, I think, since I was a very, very young person. I mean, 8, 9, 10. I always lived in the country and always spent time in woods and rocks and with animals and plants. And I always felt the presence of higher dimensional beings. I felt the presence of what we call fairies and devas in the landscape. And I remember as a child feeling that we were here as human beings to be literally the Godhead for all of this. And what that means and what that meant to me was that didn't give us the right to abuse or misuse anything, but but it gave us as human beings the responsibility to bridge that gap into the higher realms and be able to bring that energy in here to this planet and be able to be of service to the animal kingdom, to be of service to the plant kingdom, to be of service to the mineral kingdom, to help them evolve. Because that's the unique thing about the human being, is that we can bridge that gap into the higher dimensions. And especially now with these tools, I'm seeing that dream I had as a child start to come into reality, where we can truly bring that energy in. And there's such a responsibility with that, a responsibility to deliver it to other beings, to be of service to other beings, to watch how we work with our own emotional body so we're able to allow more love to come into our life. And as we were saying earlier, animals are such good reflectors of unconditional love and draws into that space of consciousness and being.
It's an amazing journey. Laurie, as we're wrapping up the hour here, do you have anything else that you would like to share with the people who are working with these Pet Connects and Heart Companions?
Yeah, what I would love to just say is for people who are using them, whether you're already practicing animal communication and telepathy or energy healing of any kind, or whether you're brand new to it, or wherever you fall in the, you know, in the spectrum of your own, you know, tapping into these gifts, whether you're just using Pet Connect just because, you know, you like it. However, wherever you fall into your own unique path in terms of using this and applying these gifts, the thing I want to say is our ability to communicate telepathically and to heal our bodies, including our animal companion bodies, is innate. It's within us, all of us, whether we know it or not. And I've been teaching animal communication and telepathy classes now for longer than I even, you know, for over 10 years now, and energy healing with animals that I do. And one thing I know is that everybody has these abilities. There is no one that's deprived from it. It's more along the lines of, do you want to use it? Do you want to develop it? Do you want to clear what needs to be cleared so that you can come in, into alignment with it? So if you're using the Pet Connect, I just see the Pet Connect as a fabulous tool to strengthen and enhance the abilities that are innate within each and every one of us. They're natural to us. We've been programmed out of it because we're so busy doing, and because we're plugged into all these electronics that kind of interfere with us, and, you know, the busyness and the chaos of human existence. But the point that I'm really making here is, no matter where you are with respect to your unique gifts, you don't even have to know if it works. You don't even have to believe in it, and it still works. It's kind of like, you know, it's like gravity. You don't have to believe that gravity works. It works. And it's real, whether you know it or not. And it's the same with Pet Connect, and it's the same with our abilities to have telepathic experiences with animals and to be able to be healers to ourselves and for ourselves and one another and our animal companions. These gifts are real, whether you know they're real or not. These talents are within us, whether we're using them or not. And it's the same also with Pet Connect. It works and strengthens and assists us in further enhancing the abilities that we naturally have, whether we know it or not, whether we've been using it or not, whether we've believed it or not, it works. And so even if you are on that part of the spectrum that's brand new to it, play with it, have fun with it, be open to it, allow it to work with you and for you, for your highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of your animal companions. And you will be amazed at how much it assists and how far it can take you, because this is just the beginning for us. It's really an exciting time, and I'm just grateful that this exists. I'm grateful for Pet Connect. I think it's just a fabulous tool, and I just thank you for having me.
Wow.
Yeah, as a speaker here, yeah.
Lori, and we so appreciate you and all the work you're doing. And if someone is interested in working with you and learning more from you, can you please tell them how they can access connecting in with you?
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, if you go over to my website, you can get a free gift, a free MP3 class. So the website is lorispagna.com. It's L-O-R-I. S as in Sam, P as in Peter, A, G as in Gregory, N as in Nancy, A, lorispagna.com. If you go over there, you'll get a free class, a really great class on developing your gifts as an animal communicator and practicing animal telepathy with your animal companions, stuff you can do right away. Plus, you'll also get a free gift class on developing your intuitive gifts, your gifts as an intuitive and, you know, use the word psychic, which we're all psychic. And plus you'll get a free Juicy Living ebook, which is full of fun, inspirational quotes. All of that if you just go over to lorispagna.com and get in on the newsletter. So I would be so thrilled and pleased to gift all of that, those three gifts to each and every one of you if you go over to the website, lorispagna.com, and get on the newsletter, and you can learn all about animal communication and telepathy. You can learn about the classes that I teach as well and develop and strengthen your gifts. Plus, I do lots of great energy healing for animals and people in sacred energy activation healing calls. So, yeah, thanks, Gail, for asking me that.
Thank you so much. Wow, and thank you, Amy, for sharing your stories. It's been... You know, when we put this out, we weren't quite sure, you know, what we were going to hear back. We knew our experience. We had an expectation. And it is so much fun to be hearing the depth of these experiences. And it's just, you know, we're just tapping into the, you know, putting our toe in the water here. And it just is going to keep expanding. And it's really a joy to be a part of this, and I want to thank everyone who is joining us on this call. And if you do have any questions that you would like us to answer, if you would like to, actually, you can email me at gail@iconnect2all.com. And we're happy to answer questions. On some of our other calls, we can answer those questions. And we also just put up a page of frequently asked questions and some testimonials on our website. So when you go to our website, iconnect2all.com, under products, you'll see Pet Connect, and then right to the right of it as a subtitle is the frequently asked questions. So hopefully you'll get lots of great information and have a rich and rewarding experience with your heart companion and with your Pet Connect.
Thank you. It's been wonderful sharing with you, and this is such an exciting field to explore, and I'm really looking forward to more and more time with all of you talking about the importance of pets and actually animals and human beings starting to shift their consciousness to lead the world into a higher sense of being. We have to begin with ourselves, and when you are connected, your energy is going out and touching and affecting so many others in your sphere, you'll have no idea. And we'll talk more about that in future times.
So next month we'll have another call. There's a series of three. We'll send you emails. And all of this is recorded so that you're welcome to listen to them continuously and share them with friends if you like. So thank you to everyone. We appreciate you so much. And we will be back connecting with you again next month. Have a great night.
Bless you.